This is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ruby Dee and Ossie Davis shared an amazing marriage. They were partners for 56 years, not only on stage and screen, not only raising three children, but in peace protests and civil rights marches. Ossie Davis died suddenly 20 months ago, and now Ruby Dee is publishing a collection of his speeches and writings titled Life Lit by Some Large Vision. She'll be in town tomorrow to talk about the book at the Baltimore Book Festival. Ruby Dee joins us by phone. Welcome to Maryland Morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, well, I'm delighted to talk about the book. This is my first occasion. No, I shouldn't say that. But at any rate, I'm just so happy to be that this book is here and it's out, and I think he's here with us, you know, talking, because I've been collecting material almost since before we were married, and his poems and things like that, you know. You know what you do when you're in love. You do all kinds of things, knitting socks and collecting poems. But the essays and things, I have to thank a lot of people for sending me in transcripts through the years and speeches and that kind of thing that came my way.
Tell us about the title of the book, Life Lit by Some Large Vision.
Well, W.E.B. Du Bois, Dr. Du Bois, was one of his mentors, in a sense. He was a philosopher, an activist, a teacher, a professor at that university for a long time. Yes, in fact, he was my mother's teacher, and that is from a credo he wrote called The Credo of 1904. And all through our lives together, we had occasion to refer to life lit by some large vision. What we have the underpinnings of greatness in our country, and we to woo them and to call on them and put them in the right places to sustain, hold us up, to glorify, to put us on other kind of mental and spiritual levels in terms of our collective thinking as a nation and as a people and as black people, because that is what credo said. Life lit by, he says, I believe, Du Bois says, in life lit by some large vision. I believe in the training of children black, even as white. And I'm sure were he alive, he'd say yellow and brown. And the leading out of little souls into the green pastures and beside the still waters. Not for pelf or peace, but for life lit by some large vision of beauty and goodness and truth. Lest we forget the sons of the fathers, like Esau, for mere meat, barter their birthright in a mighty nation. That's an excerpt from that credo.
And that's actress Ruby Dee with us on 88.1 WIPR Maryland
Yes.
Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ms. Dee, the first entry in your book is a speech your husband gave at Riverside Church in New York City in March 2003. We have it on tape.
Yes.
But before, and I want our listeners to hear it, before we play it, though, briefly set the scene for us.
Say that again.
The speech that your husband gave at Riverside Church in New York City
yes.
in March 2003.
Uh-huh.
What was the occasion?
In 2003. Not the English language.
Well, this was about a week after the U.S. bombing in Baghdad. And
yes.
Early in this speech, Ossie Davis described Martin Luther King Jr. as his commander-in-chief. Let's listen.
I have never looked upon myself as a magician. I was not sent by the Almighty to solve all the problems of the world at one fell swoop. I am not morally arrogant. I accept the fact that maybe this generation was not the one designed by fate to bring peace to the world. But I also believe that it is necessary to stay on the march, to be on the journey, to work for peace wherever we are at all times. Because The liberty we cherish, which we would share with the world, demands eternal vigilance. And democracy is no easy path, but those of us who believe in it must be prepared to sacrifice in its cause more willingly than those who are prepared to die in wars of aggression. We too must be dedicated to the cause of freedom. And so tonight, I'm happy to join once again with those of you who see the cause as I do. I say to my commanding officer, Martin, here we are. Arcee, Ruby, our children and grandchildren, all our house, all of us, join with millions from one end of creation to the other. Martin, we report for duty, sir. Thank you.
That's Arcee Davis speaking to a peace rally in March 2003. On Maryland Morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're speaking with actress Ruby Dee about her husband's writing. Ms. Dee, he took a very militant approach to peace.
Well, I wouldn't call it militant as much as I would aggressive. There was no equivocating. There was no choice. He believed that humanity must find some other way to solve our differences than war, than killing each other. He said negating most of all most religious concepts is a business that is killing each other to solve our problems. Can you imagine anything? It's so immature of us as this extraordinary species. We are capable of solving so many problems and finding solutions to so many challenges in our lives that we are still on the level of killing each other when we disagree. We have the world has simply got to get together. I'm sure so many people conclude and determine that war must not be the way. And sometimes he would make jokes. He said, maybe we should put all the world leaders in a chess game. That was just facetious, but he would try. We all agree that war is murder. And bottom the tinsel and braggadocio of oppression and wrong. That's another quote from Du Bois that he would often say aloud in the course of some lecture or talk, or even just around the house when we're talking about various things. And the conquest of weaker and darker nations by nations white and stronger, but foreshadows the death of that strength. That's all part of that credo in which he believed, and in which he quoted so much. And for this stunning circumstance that is a human being, for us not to have yet come up with some solution to war and poverty and deprivation, spiritual deprivation, he says it's incredible and unforgivable in this given.
Ms. Dee, we have just a little bit of time left, and I wanted just to comment. Your editorial notes sometimes make me feel like I'm eavesdropping on a conversation with you. Did you intend that?
In a sense, because this wasn't a heavy laden treatise, a philosophical treatise. These were the comments coming. The speeches he did sometimes would come from jokes at the table, or some.
All of which is a good reason for us to read the book.
And so sometimes profundity would follow.
Actress Ruby Dee, editor of Life Lit Large by Some Vision, selected speeches and writings by Ossie Davis, published by Atria Books. Thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Ruby Dee will speak tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Walters Art Gallery, part of the Baltimore Book Festival. More information on our website, wypr.org. And after a break, another author from the Book Festival. Stay with us on Maryland Morning.